問1、対話を聞き、質問に対する適切な答えを、あ、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。対話は二度読まれます。
Number 1. Bunkyo Zoo got a new panda. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Let's go to see it.
Can you go on Saturday?
Sorry, I'm busy on Saturday. How about Sunday?
I have to study for the math test Sunday morning, but I'm free after lunch.
Okay, I'm free then too.
Number 1. Bunkyo Zoo got a new panda. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Let's go to see it.
Can you go on Saturday?
Sorry, I'm busy on Saturday. How about Sunday?
I have to study for the math test Sunday morning, but I'm free after lunch.
Okay, I'm free then too.
Number 2. Show me your passport, please.
Here you are.
What's the purpose of your trip?
I'm here for sightseeing.
Okay, have a great time.
Thank you.
Number 2. Show me your passport, please.
Here you are.
What's the purpose of your trip?
I'm here for sightseeing.
Okay, have a great time.
Thank you.
Number 3. Mom, I bought a coat yesterday, but it was the wrong size.
Oh, really? Can't you wear it?
No, it's too small.
Call the shop you bought it. You can probably exchange it.
I'll call it soon then. Number 3. Mom, I bought a coat yesterday, but it was the wrong size.
Oh, really? Can't you wear it?
No, it's too small.
Call the shop you bought it. You can probably exchange it.
I'll call it soon then. Number 4. Mom, it's 8 o'clock. I have a very important baseball game today. Why didn't you wake me up?
I woke you up at 7. You just didn't get up.
I have to go now, or I'll be late.
What time will your game start?
It starts at 10, but I have to get to the baseball field at 9.
Okay, I'll take you to the field by car. Get ready quickly.
Number 4. Mom, it's 8 o'clock. I have a very important baseball game today. Why didn't you wake me up?
I woke you up at 7. You just didn't get up.
I have to go now, or I'll be late.
What time will your game start?
It starts at 10, but I have to get to the baseball field at 9.
Okay, I'll take you to the field by car. Get ready quickly.
Number 5. Hey, listen, I bought a new car.
Sounds great. What kind of a car did you buy?
It's a sports car. The color is blue.
Cool. How many people can get into the car? Just two?
No, 4 people can. Shall we go for a drive tomorrow? I'll take you anywhere.
Thank you. I'd love to go to Kyoto.
Number 5. Hey, listen, I bought a new car.
Sounds great. What kind of a car did you buy?
It's a sports car. The color is blue.
Cool. How many people can get into the car? Just two?
No, 4 people can. Shall we go for a drive tomorrow? I'll take you anywhere.
Thank you. I'd love to go to Kyoto.
問2。 単語の意味を英語で説明します。説明されている単語を、あ、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は二度読まれます。
Number one. This is the first day of the week. There is usually no school that day. Number one. This is the first day of the week. There is usually no school that day. Number two. This is usually big, bright, and like a star that moves in the sky around the Earth. You can see it at night. Number two. This is usually big, bright, and like a star that moves in the sky around the Earth. You can see it at night. Number three. This is a way to communicate with someone. You use your body to express something. Number three. This is a way to communicate with someone. You use your body to express something. Number four. This is a large folded paper. There is a lot of information about politics, sports, entertainment, and so on. Number four. This is a large folded paper. There is a lot of information about politics, sports, entertainment, and so on. Number five. You use a pair of these narrow sticks when you eat East Asian food or Japanese food. Number five. You use a pair of these narrow sticks when you eat East Asian food or Japanese food.
以上で、第問1のリスニング問題を終わります。第問2以降の問題に取り組んでください。